Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham is with us. And Justin, it looks like the Democrats are really deciding they might just bail out on the Netanyahu talking to Congress. How serious is this? Is the list really growing?
The list is certainly growing. There is a good number of officials who have said that they are going to be skipping it. One of the bigger names today that came out was Senator Bernie Sanders, who didn't really make any surprises by doing that, but of course he is being viewed as a prospective 2016 candidate, so that did get a good bit of attention. The other big name is, of course, Joe Biden, who has signaled that he is not going to be attending since he is going to be traveling overseas. Where yet, we're not exactly sure, but it looks like that was probably a maneuver in order to avoid an embarrassing situation of him flat out skipping it. So it certainly does look like there is a growing movement behind the scenes.
Yeah, wow. All right, so we'll wait and see what happens. But in the meantime, at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, you know, we got this whole Keystone Pipeline thing, and it might be the power of the pen. This is going to be pretty interesting to see what happens here with the president. But he said he's going to veto it, right? So he's going to get out the pen, and he's going to veto anything that comes across his desk that has to do with the pipeline, correct?
You know, that is what the administration has said. They have essentially said that they believe that this should have been done in the usual manner, wherein the administration has the authority to approve or disapprove of building the pipeline. They haven't, formally disapproved of building it yet. That hasn't really come down. But they have said that the manner in which Congress put this forward is not acceptable and that they are going to be vetoing it, regardless of the fact that there was a number of Democratic amendments that were ultimately voted on.
Yeah, how about this whole thing with, speaking of, you know, vetoing and funding, and I'll throw it into the same bucket, Department of Homeland Security. Now, we're seeing more of the conversation ramped up about ISIS, and you have Jay Johnson the other day, the Secretary of Homeland Security, talking about more threats, that there's lone wolf terrorist cells that are waiting to pounce in the United States and issuing threats about that, and they have to be funded. Is this more rhetoric than anything? Because we've seen this before a couple years ago, or, you know, no, you think they're really concerned about it?
I think there is certainly, concern about DHS losing funding at such a critical time. The administration has been putting this in a sort of national security light and moving it sort of away from the immigration debate. And I think, that is something that's, of obvious concern. I think, however, the ultimate goal here, of course, is sort of politics. The administration is frustrated with the House for passing, a DHS bill that they refuse to support, considering that it cuts out the funding for executive action on immigration reform. The Senate has taken that up as well and has had about three filibusters now from Senate Democrats who are refusing to move forward with that. And we actually see some behind-the-scenes grumbling going on right now with Senate Republicans essentially saying that there's no way that this bill is going to pass. They are unable to get the 60-vote majority for this one in order to override a filibuster, and as a result are hoping that the House Republicans will take on a different bill that could ultimately get Democratic support. But right now, it doesn't look like there's any sort of clear exit, which is a big deal considering that the funding is set to expire on February 27th.
Oh, yeah. Senator Harry Reid, eye surgeries. I guess he had to have another one. That was a terrible fall he took, huh?
It certainly was. This was a pretty big injury. He has been missing from Capitol Hill for quite some time and has ultimately come back. There was some concern that he could be blind in one eye for a while.
Wow.
And, this, of course, though, isn't really affecting his status as minority leader. He is continuing to serve in that capacity, and he's also signaling that he is prepared to run for re-election come 2016, even though he's appearing to be pretty vulnerable at this date and time, considering he's lost his status as majority leader, which was frankly one of the biggest attractive prospects of him, and that there are a number of very reputable talked about Republicans right now who could challenge him for a spot, not the least of which is Governor Sandoval right now.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks as always. We'll talk to you again soon. Talk Radio News. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
One of the things we didn't mention, worth mentioning here at the top, having nothing to do with politics and our reaction to it, but snow and the reaction in New England. And what are they doing? They're melting snow in Boston. It's so deep. It's so bad. They say you could fill up Gillette Stadium 90 times. Think about a football stadium 90 times. I mean, record snow burying New England. A 30-day record for snowfall. 2 more feet snowing again. You know, you have to go back to the 70s. And dig deep through piles of records as to what the worst winter was in New England. And this is rivaling, is a rival to 1978. And they say more snow is coming later this week. More snow is coming in the weekend. And you think if you have family, friends, if you are listening to me in New England, you know what this is all about. And it's crazy because flights in and out of Boston, flights in and out of Newark and some of those other places, I mean, it's just cancellation after cancellation and re-rack after re-rack. It is, it's crazy. You know, the boards where you look at departures and arrivals, all you're seeing is the cancellations. Somebody sent me a photograph today and it was like, I mean, it was nutty. There were hundreds and hundreds of flights that were canceled again. And I checked, and there was a cancellation of about 1,800 flights in or out of pockets of New England for Monday because of this winter storm. I mean, it is almost laughable what people have had to go through. And it's not just people necessarily in New England as far as travel is concerned, because the entire airline industry, where one plane is going in one spot and taking another route, so it's easy to get stuck in some of these trips that people are making. But it's unbelievable. I mean, it's just unbelievable the amount of snow that we're talking about. If you work for American Airlines or Delta or any of them, and this was what you had to do, handle the crisis, can't handle the Mother Nature calls, you would have your busiest time ever. I mean, busiest time ever. There's a thing called FlightAware, and it tells you about cancellations and whatnot. From January 1st to February 9th, there have been 28,340 canceled flights. 28,340. Wow. Seems like a lot, doesn't it? Of course. So it's like a jigsaw puzzle of rebooking passengers and looking at alternate flights, figuring out how to do that, and calming, I'm sure, what can be short temperatures, where they just flare because somebody's in another place and they've been stopped because of what's happened in the New England area, and even in the Northeast, because the Northeast has been pretty bad too. So Philadelphia and all three of those New York airports has been kind of crazy too. Whew. If I had to dig out my car as much as they had to dig out in Boston, I'd say forget about it. The Uber, I'd be calling Uber, I'd be calling anyone. It'd be worth it, because if I had to get to work and every single day, and this is the nightmare that people live with, and just keep doing the same groundhog thing, dig, blow the snow, it'd be terrible. Brutal. I feel you, peeps. Hang with us. More to come next here in America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. How you doing, everybody else in America? Not dealing with flight delays, not dealing with nasty bunches of snow. Just trying to keep on keeping on and get through the winter months and emerge into the spring. Although in our satellite facility, I have to tell you, it was 74 degrees at one point during the day. 74. I actually saw people walking around in shorts. Sometimes you live in a place where you just can never put away the shorts. Sometimes you live in a place where you can never put away the shovels. It's just like that. You know what I mean. John McCain is shoveling it. He's saying U.S. boots on the ground are better than ISIS coming to America. Wow, what do you say? How would you feel if all of a sudden you heard an announcement? Yeah, well, I don't know if you get a congressional approval. It's time to send troops into Iraq and Syria in that swath to eliminate ISIS. McCain is saying it's better to have boots on the ground than to have them come to us and go for our throats. I think that you'd be hard-pressed to get that through if it had to have congressional approval, because wouldn't that be war? Wouldn't that be an act of war? I mean, he's an advocate of more military action against ISIS, no question about it. He says it's going to scare them a heck of a lot more, or should, when the director of British intelligence gives us a speech that there's a direct threat to the United States of America as well as England. More soldiers does not have to mean a massive number of troops. And, of course, McCain is criticizing the press, saying that... you know, he downplays this threat of ISIS to the security, our security, but he's delusional and incredibly unfair to the American people. I think ISIS is dangerous, no doubt. And is ISIS more dangerous than Al-Qaeda in trying to make a comparison when we see all those images, all the things that we know about what they do, what they've done? I think that they're more organized. I think that they know how to use social media. I think that they know how to recruit, so that therefore they know how to recruit. But how many are they recruiting? How many? Hundreds, thousands, a number we can't believe? You know, what is it? We know that there are Americans who are fighting in Syria and Iraq. And, of course, if they do come home, they do pose a threat if they have the whacked up ideology, which, of course, they would have that. So what do you do to stop them without putting boots on the ground? What do you do to stop them? I just don't see how you can get anyone to buy into that. And coming up in our second hour in America tonight, we talked to Ivan Elin, who agrees with me and says that, you know, I say it's the quicksand of the Middle East. We keep doing the same things over and over again, and we keep getting stung. And that's why I have the analogy of the quicksand, because we don't get ahead anywhere. We're in the middle of it, but sometimes we don't even know what we're in the middle of, and we're risking too many American lives, you know, for ultimately for what? I mean, for what? Is ISIS a threat? Sure. Is ISIS a threat that we have to stop right now with troops swarming them all over the place? I would say I don't see it. I don't see where any of us really have the stomach for that. We just went through Afghanistan. We went through Iraq. We went through Afghanistan. We do not have the wherewithal to fight this elusive enemy this way. Not now. I don't think so. But then you ask yourself, okay, well, if not now, what is it we'll ultimately do? We're spending millions, 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 and millions every single day to use airstrikes to be part of the leader of the coalition. We're supplying how much ammunition? And does that go on for how many years? I mean, in the beginning, we were warned, hey, this is a long-time process. This is long-term, baby. If you think that this is going to happen quickly, it's not. Okay, so we get it. We know that. That's the way to get us primed for this isn't going to be a quick turn around with these airstrikes, because it's where a lot of that money is going from our defense budget. But would we really want to establish some kind of base? We already have some. Would we want to establish some kind of strategy where we're going in and, you know, it's always that theory that we're going to go in and we're going to get out. Wasn't that Vietnam? We're going to go in and we're going to get out. We'll do what we have to do. We're the strongest army in the world. Boom. And that's it. And they're done and we're out. But it doesn't happen that way. I mean, it doesn't. So think about it. You can send me your thoughts always, of course. Top three things you would do to get rid of ISIS. What would you be willing to sacrifice? Money? Manpower? What? AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. It's tax season, so all you see when you sit down and you watch any tube for any length of time are a million tax commercials. If I see the guy telling us we're getting billions back, just billions, one more time, the thing that we do know that now is happening, and has happened to a lot of people I know, including my family, is people ripping off your identity and filing fake tax returns. So there's been just a flood of those filings that are coming in on the state side and federally. And they think that now that there's a big gang doing it and they're outside of the country. Ugh, cyber security. We can't get enough of that, right? Give us some cyber security. Sell it to us. So they're getting names, passwords, getting accounts. Whoever uses any kind of online tax preparation software, they're tapping into this. I mean, boy, is this the worst? That's the mother load. If they can, that is the mother load of personal information, if they can get your tax information. So the IRS says they're doing whatever they can. They're working with the software industry and, hey, with state tax peeps to battle whatever fraud. But it's the same statement we hear over. What are they going to say? Yes, preventing and detecting identity theft and refund fraud is our top priority for the IRS. How about if we get a flat tax? How about if we get a tax where we didn't have to worry about employing how many people in triplicate to work for the IRS to either come after us and be the boogeyman, which, of course, that's always hanging over all of our heads, I suppose, and then to have emails hacked into, tax returns hacked into, and everything else. I mean, it is a serious breach, of course, and the information that they would get, I mean, you're so vulnerable to that. So I guess online tax preparation can be deadly, too. You know how you used to just, you would just file it. You would file your envelope. You would smack that stamp on it. Whether you waited till right before the stroke of midnight on the day that it was due, and you dumped it in a box somewhere, you went to the post office. Are we going to go back to that system because of the vulnerability of filing online? How frightening is that? The Minnesota Department of Revenue found thousands of fraudulent returns. And you know what they were filed with? TurboTax. I mean, that's got to be one of the more popular programs. In Utah, their tax commission, same thing. So what did Intuit do, which is the company, of course, TurboTax, they stopped transmitting the e-filed state income tax returns heading into the weekend while they investigated it. And then they started them back up, the state returns, after they announced that they had verification ways to do it. But how sad is that? You get your taxes done, you breathe a sigh of relief. Whew. You use TurboTax because, boy, it's so easy. Even a monkey could do it. Isn't that what they tell you? Oh, anybody could do it. It's so easy. So then you do it, and then your stuff gets ripped off. They got to start catching these guys, because then they'll have all that information from last year. They'll have names, Social Security numbers. I mean, your Social Security number is everything. I know there are people listening to me that have gone through this, that have been ripped off, and it's so hard to get out from underneath the ashes when you've been through it. All right, speaking of that, Stephen Kelly with a warning about your future and money. Free Money Guy, Stephen Kelly, on the flip side here on ATN.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Again, free money guy Stephen Kelly is with us, and I'll tell you what, bouncing off of what we were talking about last week, how many of you started to think about this will? How many of you started to think about your family and getting your act together and having things sewed up so it's not all over the place when something happens, because none of us know when we're going to die. So I think the hardest thing people have to do in life is get off the dime, is to actually start something, whether it's losing weight, whether it's exercising, whether it's learning to play golf because you said you want to do it your whole life, whatever it is. And it's never more important to start sooner rather than later when you're talking about money. So a perfect thing to talk to Stephen Kelly about this time around. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Excellent. I thought it was great, that conversation last week, and I hope some people really paid attention and started to think about, geez, what can I do? It doesn't even cost a lot to go and do a will, but and to have your medical stuff sewed up so that it doesn't create a calamity for the people around you.
Well, I know. Remember Terry Schiavo? What a circus that was.
Because yes.
Here was a gal who she needed to be let go. She was literally brain dead, and her brain had started decaying at a rate that there was virtually no gray matter left there. So it was, you know, her brainstem that was keeping her going, along with the machines. And yet, because she didn't have something in writing, the whole nation ended up, twisted around the axle over that thing. And it could have just been very, very easily dealt with a piece of paper saying, I don't want heroic measures taken.
Yeah.
In my case. And I agree with you, Kate. I think that we don't want to think about this stuff for a couple of reasons. I think we don't want to think about it because, A, we think we're doomed and we think there's nothing we can do about it, so I'll just put it off till tomorrow because I don't want to think about it today. And I relate to that. It's something, you know, you have these momentous things that you have to deal with, and it's sometimes hard to face them. The next thing, people feel powerless over it. They don't know where they would start and can't believe that in their circumstance that there might be an answer. And I can tell you there is a place to start. And we do it every day with people. We take everybody, you know, everybody comes in as they are, you know, come as you are type of a situation. Just bring your stuff in, come in, tell us about yourself. We'll start ferreting out the information that we need to ferret out. We'll help you try and figure out what this money is for, what you want to do with it. And as we start to determine what you want your money to do for you, we have a process in place to help you lay out which money does what. We call it the ABC planning process. And we call it the ABC planning process because the primary objective is to keep it simple. Okay? Mm-hmm. I don't believe these 30, 40, 80 page financial plans that are written in Greek do anybody any good. I want something I can understand. I want something you can understand. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to make the good decisions for your own life that you need to make. So we have something called the ABC financial planning process. And basically what we've determined is that there are three basic types of money. There's your A money, your B money, and your C money. We've also assigned colors to each of these columns. So if people prefer working with colors, they can work with yellow, green, and red. Yellow being the A money, green being the B money, red being the C money. The yellow money is real easy. That's the money you need to keep for cash.
Right.
So everybody needs to have some cash. You have to, you know, if you're roof gets blown off or your septic tank goes or you need a new car or you want to take a vacation, everybody needs some cash that they need to operate with. Now, I've got a client, and this is a true story, and over time, they've pocketed a lot of cash. They paid taxes on it and everything, nothing underhanded, but they have about $250,000 sitting in cash, not in the bank, in cash. That's not what I'm talking about, okay? These people are in trouble here. You cannot take $250,000 in $100 bills and just start operating with it. People start looking at you for money laundering and taxes and things like that. So what you have to do is you want to keep it in a bank account. You want to keep it liquid. You want to keep it safe. And this is your yellow money, okay? And it's there for you when you need to spend some money now. Now, the second type of money, we're going to skip the second column, which is the B or the green column. We're going to go to the red column. That's your growth money. That's the money you want to have in the stock market or in mutual funds, 401ks, IRAs, things like that. This is money where you want to get a rate of return on it. Now, notice that what we're looking for here in terms of the type of money is we're looking for what do you want out of your money, okay? That's what we're looking for here. So in the yellow money, what did we want from that money?
The yellow money we need. We need it to sustain us,
yeah,
right?
Well, that's your cash.
Yeah.
So what we want from that money is we want it to be available now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we want it safe.
Yes.
Those are the things we want out of that money. We want it available and we want it safe. So let's go over and we'll look at your investment money. What do you want from that money? What do you want it to do for you?
The money, the yellow money?
No, the red money.
The red, I love this. It's like Mr. Blue. The red money. We want it to be able to grow.
We want it to be able to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you need to be willing to sign up for to get growth?
Well, you have to decide an investment. What are you going to do with it?
Yes.
Where's it going?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And along with that comes risk.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this money, we know we're willing to put at risk. And we're a little bit more comfortable putting this money at risk because we also have this pile of yellow money over here that's not at risk, right?
Right.
So you kind of see how this starts to take shape. When we start to know what we want from each block of our money, each sum of money, now we know what to do with it. If we know we want liquidity and we know we want money for emergencies, we know we have to keep it safe and we have to keep it available. If we want money to grow, we know we're going to have to allocate some risk to it. It just has to be done in order to grow the money. You cannot, in our day and age, the price of capital equals the cost of capital. And what that means is that if you're going to make money, you're going to take a risk. All right?
Yeah.
So that's your yellow column. Now, the middle column, which we haven't talked about yet, that's your green money or your B money. That's your income-producing money. All right? And what we're talking about here in your daily work life, your income money comes from your job.
Sure.
All right? So you've got a job. And you have ongoing income. So now we have three types of money. We have money that we've set aside for emergencies. We have money that we've set aside for growth. And now we have money that we have for income. We have an income stream. And it works. This is equilibrium. It works today. We pretty much all probably have some blend of this where we have our income stream. We have our cash. And then we have some money put away for growth.
Which is great.
For whatever reason, we stop having that conversation the minute we retire. And this is where things fall apart. Because you have to have all three. You can see that, why all three make sense, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And yet most planners and most people, they end up at the end of the day with some yellow money and red money and nothing in the green column.
Mm.
All right? And that's where financial plans and income plans fall apart. So what we do with people when they come in is we just start this conversation. We keep it very, very simple. We say, how much money do you feel you need for liquidity? How much do you feel you're comfortable having at risk? Then the other will allocate to income producing. And now what we've done is we've set ourselves up so that once your job is no longer in the picture, you know, I always tell people, think of retirement as a long-term unemployment, because that's what it is, right?
Right.
So you need to have some kind of employment, some kind of income stream in place to make up for the fact that you're no longer working.
Sure.
And that's where that green money comes in. So we start with this very easy process, ABC planning. We have a conversation about what do you want each piece of your money to do for you, and what do you want your life to look at, to look like. What do you want your life to look like? And then, you know, the conversation is pretty easy after that. Kate, people are armed with the tools they need to make the decisions they need for their financial well-being.
Yeah,
it's totally, not that hard.
Totally makes sense to me. All right, Free Money Guy, send them to the website and the phone number again, please, sir.
Okay, it's freemoneyguys.com or 844-4-FREE-MO or amazon.com. Look me up, Stephen J. Kelly. You'll find my book. Or you can listen to us on WSMN here in Nashua every Tuesday or Wednesday morning.
Sweet. All right. That's great information. Thanks so much.
Thank you. you. It was great talking to you, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Yeah, you too.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
Time for a little odds and ends here on America Tonight, including this. I was thinking this today as I drove by probably my 20th Golden Arches sign. Think about this. If you go 10 miles in any direction, how many Starbucks do you see? How many McDonald's do you see? It'd be a good experiment to do. I bet you it would. It could be equal depending on where you live. But I venture to say probably, I guess in most places, McDonald's. And I just read something where McDonald's is kind of sliding in sales. You know, they're doing those clever promotional things where you randomly could be selected for, oh, if you just sing or you dance for 2 seconds, you get your food for free or you get free coffee or milkshake or, you know, whatever it is. And it's interesting because in China and Japan, the food quality, they say, or it's hurting McDonald's, the chain there where it was uber popular. And certainly it's still the world's largest hamburger franchise, no question. But sales dropped 12.6% in January at locations that opened at least 13 months in the division that includes the Asia region. So in Europe and in Asia especially, they're seeing that it's being hit hard. But even in U.S. locations, too, it's also down. So McDonald's shares are tanking a little bit. Not that they were incredibly high compared to, like, an Apple or whatever. But they fell 1.4%, so they closed it under $100. It was 92.72. Whenever there's problems, that's where you start to see it show up in the stocks. The chief financial officer for the company said that McDonald's estimates, or you know, is estimating that it will take at least 3 to 6 more months for its business overseas in Asia, like in China, to return to normal, because they've been hit by the economy in, you know, in that area. And I'm thinking, by the economy? Well, I thought the economy was doing well there. And in the U.S., breakfast items, I guess, are doing pretty good. But now a lot of people are offering breakfast. And they've got competition all over the place. I mean, they have competition from, you know, think about it, I don't know, Chipotle, whatever. Start thinking of fast food places, and where are you going to go? And I guess McDonald's isn't the place to go so much anymore. They've got 36,000 locations in 100 countries. 36,000 locations. So when you're like the CEO of McDonald's, you got to start pedaling fast and figuring out what is it that we need to do that we're not doing. Remember, they tried to offer some healthier things. They did the whole coffee thing because coffee was cheaper than it was at Starbucks and other places, naturally. But maybe it's that it's old school. And I do think that. I think in the morning, anybody younger especially, they don't care that they're paying $5 or $6 for, you know, a caramel macchiato or whatever it is that they decide they're going to get. They want the frou-frou coffee with the big price tag. So they're not going through any McDonald's. No way, no how. It's not happening. But it's interesting. Wonder if those golden arches are going to start to disappear a little bit. I don't think they're in danger of folding anytime soon, but the competition is definitely heavy for the Burger Buck and some of the other things that they offer, for sure. I think one of the craziest stories that I saw, and this fits into odds and ends, this wouldn't make me feel comfortable if I lived in San Francisco. And, I mean, what is this person thinking when they do this? The San Francisco water manager might be suspended because, guess what? They were seen urinating in the water. What? I mean, this is a person who is being paid over $100,000 a year, and it's probably going to be suspended. I don't see how they could not be suspended, and probably, who knows, ultimately fired. Maybe somehow they weather the storm. But he was seen urinating in a reservoir that supplies drinking water to over 2 million people that live in the Bay Area. 2 million people. That's not making me feel good with my, I don't know, filtered water. They say Martin Sanchez could get a 5-day suspension without pay. It happened January 6th. Somebody saw him at the Priest Reservoir, perfect name for that, in the Sierra foothills. And there was a complaint. And also, here's the thing. They were complaining that it didn't happen once. It happened a bunch of times. A bunch of times it happened. I mean, untreated water from the Sierra is treated with ultraviolet light and chlorine. Before then, it's pumped into the pipeline to the Bay Area, folks. Oh, boy, opening my morning paper, because I'm old school that way. And seeing that headline, oh, nasty, nasty. He couldn't find one of the golden arches to pull in, grab a soda, and use the restroom? I mean, please, come on. And then this is another crazy story, and it also, too, fits into our category here of O&E. When we see these signs, and I see them every day, probably 4 or 5 of them a day. Do not text and drive. It kills. Do not text and drive. And I agree with that, right? And it's personal responsibility. But how about this? The helmet camera of a bicyclist caught on camera a driver using a mobile phone, watching the laptop, and wearing earphones in rush hour traffic. Whoops. Yep. And got it all on tape. And it flopped it on YouTube. Can't deny that when you see it on YouTube. Goes up to the car. Driver's not paying attention. Of course not. And the driver just kind of looks at the cyclist, maybe realizes what happened or doesn't. And inside the car, I watched this video of it. Clearly on the phone with the laptop and the headphones in both ears. I guess I'll drive when I have time. This car will just go, and I know this direction I'm going in, and I'm sure I'll find my way home. It'd be scary to be behind that person. And then somebody gets frustrated, and they try to go around them. Ooh. And catching them that way, and then plopping it, like I said, on YouTube and putting it out there was, I think, absolutely a brilliant thing to do. It is lame, for one, to have more than one device going. Maybe it's one thing if you're at a stoplight and it's a long one and you look down at your phone and check your messages for 2 seconds and then immediately drop the phone when the light changes. But even that could get you caught into something, but not when you're running three or four things at once. I mean, it's just suicidal. And then ultimately what could happen to the people around you? It's one thing if you want to take the chance yourself. It's another thing to put everybody else in that same kettle of fish by refusing to put down the devices. I mean, what is so important that somebody is doing that all at one time? What possible job do they have? Or what piece of business are they trying to win if that's what they have to do? You can't pull over into a parking lot if it's that vital and call the person or check the messages or do what it is that you have to do. Again, it just makes no sense. And I guess this is the thing. If you expect your fellow humans to look out for you, think again if they're doing things like that. Because, I mean, once you hit somebody, it's all over. Especially if they're the consequences of somebody being injured or worse, being, you know, killed. We're not even talking about just a fender bender because of the lack of attention to what's happening on the road. We're talking about maybe more serious than that. Somebody plows into the side of somebody or, you know, something similar to that. Wow. So what an hour it's been. What have we learned this hour? We learned that we have to watch about our tax returns online because who knows? Social Security numbers are your identity. They can't be ripped off. We learned that somebody pretty irresponsible making six figures in charge of the water in San Francisco didn't think it was a big deal to go ahead and kind of pee off the side a couple of times. Nobody will know if I do that in the reservoir. Ugh. And McDonald's is kind of taking a slide, a tailspin, a little bit of a tailspin. What does that mean for the Golden Arches? Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.